You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. Okay, so today my guest is Dr. Anav, Dr. Eldad Anav, and he's the CEO and founder over at MyWay in Beverly Hills, California, and he's also medical director at Lord's Ascension. Dr. Anav, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, so I'm excited about today's topic. So really the weight loss revolution with new highly effective medical treatments, and I'm excited to get into that. And just to get us kicked off here, maybe give us a little bit of an overview of how you got involved and how you got into the entrepreneurship side and founding MyWay.
Sure. I'm a cardiologist, and I'm also an obesity medicine specialist, and I got into obesity years ago because I think obesity is directly related to cardiovascular risk. And so I've been doing obesity medicine for a while, and I had my own private practice alongside my day job as a doctor, as a full-time cardiologist in upstate New York. And at some point, they asked me to join the hospital and build their weight loss program. So I sold my practice to the hospital and I started working for them. And then I relocated to California, to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then I started my own practice. And my vision is to change the care for overweight and obese. Usually it's been an industry of vanity weight loss. Mm-hmm. But now that we have highly effective treatment, we know that we can revolutionize the health and the heart health and the metabolic health of people and do it for health reasons, not just to get into a dress, but really it's a game changer.
Mm. And so what I like that you bring that up, because I feel like sometimes the weight loss industry kind of sometimes gets a bad rap, right? Maybe let's talk about earlier in the years. But what people don't understand is that, like, not always because of media, is that it's more than just vanity. Like, there's, you know, it's health. It's, you know, maybe give a little bit of a vantage point from your side of things, like the medical benefits of like the epidemic, right? Of what we're in right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the epidemic is really concerning because almost two-thirds of the American population are in either overweight or obese. And the trend is still going up. There's no reduction in weight, or even, you know, recent surveys have shown that this is still a very big concern. And the cost for healthcare and the cost in terms of the health consequences for people. So that can really take off years of life. It depends how much weight you have on. If you have excess weight, then it's related to heart attack, stroke, cancer, liver disease, pulmonary disease, you name it, everything. And it's really, really affecting everything. And of course, the cost, but the effect on your health and quality of life is really tremendous. And we didn't have a silver bullet for it until recently.
And I do want to go into that. But before we do, I want to go a little bit further into the problem, because I don't want to assume that people know. Like, so what do you think some of the contributing factors are that lead to this, like, continual, like, you know, increase in weight, like, over time? Like, what are some of the, I mean systemically, by the way, I mean as a system, not necessarily one person, right?
Well, I can talk an hour about all the
different. give me a little hint.
It's multifactorial. There's so many issues. And it's not only, I mean, yes, there is genetics, and yes, there is what we call a nature part of it, but the nurture part of it is the environmental factors are huge. And the industrial world is good in providing more nutrition. We actually have now, we used to have an issue getting food. Now we have an issue resisting food, right? And
wow, that's something to think about. I just have paused there for a second. That's something to think about. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget, weight was years ago. I mean, we're talking about centuries. It used to be only a problem of the rich, right?
Yeah.
People didn't have weight on, and you can see that. So the affluent always had the, you see paintings of people that are more chubby and have excess weight. These are the aristocrats.
Wealthy people,
they're wealthy. But now people with disadvantage, poor people, are the one who suffer from excess weight more. And we can talk about, so there's a huge disparity here because they've been less educated about it. They have less access to food. They have less access to physical activity. They have less access to a lot of things that make them more susceptible for obesity. But the food industry also has a role here, because the food industry is not for bad, they don't have bad intentions, but they want to make money, right? They want to make, so if they produce a yogurt, they want the yogurt to taste better. And how do they make it? They add sugar to it and all sorts of stuff that are not necessarily good for you. Mm-hmm. And this has made the food industry produce what we call hyper palatable foods. And these are highly processed food that, you know, that you eat it and you say, wow, this is so good. So now,
almost like an addiction, right? So when you eat it, you want more. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is part of obesogenic environment. The hyper palatable and processed food is part of it. And it's going on. And you see, even for kids, that the yogurt has a lot of added sugar into it. And if you now remove the sugar, people don't want to eat it because it's not a taste anymore. I mean, cucumber doesn't have a taste, and vegetables are kind of not attractive anymore. But if you
I never thought about that. So part of that is because your taste buds have gone, like they've been eating this hyper. You said hyper palatable food, because I want to add that to my lexicon. What was that term again? Hyper palatable. I didn't have that one before you today, Dr. Enough.
It's like, I can tell you, these are the foods that you eat and you say, "Wow, this is like fireworks in your brain."
Hyper palatable foods.
So good. We should have that. We should have this tomato sauce that has, but what is tomato sauce?
Sugar.
More salt, more all sorts of additives that make it yummy, right? And, you know, I like food, but I'm just talking about how people consume more and more food and the ones that are less healthy, because they taste better. And they're also comforting, and that goes, but there are other causes of obesity in the environment, like, for example, the walkability. I mean, a lot of people don't walk anymore. They go even to pick up the mail, they go with a car, and
I have to use a Fitbit tracker. I mean, they're not paying me, by the way, but I got to use one of those, because if not, I'll catch myself, because I record all day. So that's not a lot of moving. I mean, I have a standing desk, but even walking back and forth talking right now, I'm like, how many steps can I really get? Right. So if I don't track it, like I'm done, I'll go a whole day with like 2000 steps. And it's like, you're not going to be too well if you do that.
Lifestyle has become so sedentary and we used to walk back in the day, we didn't have remote control even to the TV. People actually walked to the TV to change channels.
Oh, yeah, to turn it. Yeah. Yeah, the youngins right now, hold on, the youngins that are listening to this right now is like, what is he talking about? That's impossible. It's true.
That was in my lifetime, believe it. I'm not that
mine
old.
Mine too.
I mean, you tell it to Gen Z, they will say, no, you must be kidding. People like, walking
why?
All the way to the TV to change the channel. Yeah, that happens. And you know, all these movements, all this lifestyle, these are all things that add up. They add up to even believe it or not, even the AC everywhere and climate control. We didn't used to have that. And you know, the body needs energy to get rid of heat, to make yourself warmer. So now everything is optimized. Every office has the optimal temperature, right? God forbid it's a little bit too hot or a little bit too cold, then we're gonna be uncomfortable. So we always take the elevator or the escalator and so on. So these are part of it. This is to answer your question, what is the obesogenic environment and what causes obesity? But this is, so it's all these factors together.
I wanted to set the table. Come on, I'm allowed a little pun or two here, all right? I wanted to set the table for this feast, all right? So now we're talking about the weight loss revolution. Now there's some treatment for this, right? Like there's some changes. Let's go into that part of it.
Yes. So we have decades and decades of a diet culture, right? People would say, if you do this, if you exercise, if you eat diet, and every... you know, depends what's the diet du jour. It could be low carb, it could be high carb, could be plant-based, could be intermittent fasting, could be all this. If you do that, and not to talk about magazine diets, lose 20 pounds in this weekend and look great. And people think that if they follow a diet and if they change their exercise regimen, it will solve the problem. And, you know, it can do it short term. The problem is maintaining this weight. And most people cannot maintain weight loss, even with the best lifestyle intervention. And why? There are many reasons why it's hard to keep the weight off, both biological, as I said, nature and nurture. But the fact of the matter, and it's backed up with by science, that there are people that can read a book, they can get inspired by someone, and they can shed weight and keep it off for years and years and years. I call them the unicorns of weight loss.
I was just going to say the unicorns, the mythical beast, whatnot.
Yes, these are unicorns. We're talking about most of the population, and you know that. Most people wanted to lose weight. They tried doing it and they gain it back and sometimes even gain more. That is the problem. And this is what caused dieting culture. And people start feeling defeated about it. It is made them feel bad about their body. They are criticizing themselves. They are scrutinizing their body. It's really, the results were terrible, both in the actual results of weight reduction that was not achieved, but also the psychological effect of the dieting culture. And you can listen to that. People, it contributed to eating disorders and all sorts of problems because of this cycle of, it's called weight cycling, right? And also it's linked to bad health outcome. So, and we did have, so what is the solution for that? We couldn't do that with any intervention. So, so they tried multiple medications. What would be the perfect silver bullet for that? And they had, over the years, they have, and a lot of agents that were used and tried, most of them were withdrawn from the market because of all sorts of concerns, mostly cardiovascular concerns. they made people die more.
Yeah, or we go way back when. Yeah, I was reading about like Orson Welles. I was reading his biography recently, and he was talking about his early days when actors needed to lose weight, right? Like they were what they were feeding them, and like to do it quickly. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it was dangerous times way back when.
Dangerous. So they had they used amphetamines. They used all sorts of agents. If you remember, there was in the 90s was the fen-phen craze.
Oh yeah, yes, I do remember that. Huh.
So the fen-phen, and it's pretty effective. Not as effective as today's medications, but it was more effective than the previous ones. But it caused a cardiovascular harm, so it was withdrawn from the market. And there are a bunch of others that withdrawn because of heart problems and for psychiatric problems. And we couldn't get any drug that would really be both effective and safe, right? Because we want you to lose weight, but we don't want to harm you. And we don't want you to make you suffer a bad complication, right?
Of course.
So recently, and we're talking about over the last couple of decades, there was the emergence of the new class of medications that is called GLP-1 agonists, right? So those are a class of medications that mimic a gut hormone that is affecting both the gut and the brain, make the gut move less or the stomach empty slower, makes you full, right? You eat, makes you full. And also it affects the areas in the brain that are regulating hunger. Right. And by doing both, and we achieve a very significant weight loss. And what is the significant weight loss? We are talking about 10 to 15% of your initial weight. So we didn't have that before. And the news, really the change or the game change now, is that we know now that it's not only effective or highly effective. We know that this is also safe, and not only that it's not harming your health, it's improving your health. So there was a big study recently showing that if you take like semaglutide, which is one of those GLP-1 analogs, and called the Wegovy or Ozempic, depends on the indication, it is also improving your heart health, preventing heart attack and stroke.
And, wow!
And this is really a game change. We never had ever a medication. This is the only, and we told me about last November that we had this clinical trial published.
Oh wow! So that's so pretty. That's recent. Yeah,
that's very recent, and this is this is one of the big landmark trials that, you know, historically will be, you know, remembered as the trial that showed, yes, you can lose weight and a lot of weight with medications. And this medication can cause you 15% weight loss or even 20 in some patients. Now they have tirzepatide, which is Eli Lilly's Zepbound or Mounjaro. They have a little bit more efficacy of around 20% or even more. And now there are in the pipeline, there are like five drugs in the pipeline with similar mechanisms, a little bit different, but the same type of class. But we see all those 15, 20, 25, even more, 30%. So we're starting getting to the point that medications could be almost as effective as bariatric surgery. Almost. I think in the future, I'm not a prophet, but I think if you have the means and you have the access, and also if you can tolerate some of those medications, you can achieve whichever weight you would want to, under supervision, right? You need to be under close supervision. And you will be able to remove most of your excess weight. Excess weight, I mean, it's there's a tricky here. You need to lose fat and not muscle. You need to do it with the right medications. You need to do it with a doctor or close supervision. So now there's a lot of bad players, quote unquote, that are just what I call Ozempic meals. They just give this to everyone with very little medical supervision. And those medications have a lot of side effects. This is the truth. And you need to really take care of the patient. You have to monitor them. You have to see them. Sometimes they can have a bad side effect. Sometimes it's not getting there where they want. So, and sometimes they get them, they lose too much and maybe muscle and they don't get the healthy results. So it's not like so now there are pharmacies that are sending those medications direct to consumer. And I don't think it's safe. Maybe you can do it for cosmetic treatment, like creams, like minoxidil shampoo or whatever it is. But this is a little different. This is a systemic. This is an injection. It's a systemic treatment. It has serious side effects, and you have to take it seriously.
Well, Dr. Ainav, really appreciate you coming on the show today, and I know that's our time with you. So that being said, if somebody wants to learn more about My Weight and to continue the conversation or to learn more about your work, how do they do that?
Well, first of all, they can reach out to me through my website. It is mywa.com. They can send a contact form and I can send them back. But in just a quick overview, what I'm doing is I'm a cardiologist. So I treat you for weight loss to get the best results that science or clinical trials are showing us, with a focus on your heart health and metabolic health and longevity and quality of life. And I do it with a lot. I have a registered dietitian in-house. I am doing a lot of monitoring and visits. And I aim at not only weight loss, is not only the quantity, but also the quality of the weight loss, and also optimizing all the risk factors for heart disease and cardiovascular disease, but also for people that have heart problems, not only risk, if they have heart failure or atrial fibrillation or coronary disease, they will benefit a lot from this type of weight loss. And it's better to do it with a program that is more cardiocentric than just go to just a service that doesn't really monitor you or really knows what they're doing.
Amazing. And for the audience, we'll put that website in the show notes so that you can just click on the link and head right on over and connect with Dr. Ainav and his team. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode and you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. Dr. Ainav, again, it has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.